next time you know when it happens, you know why it's happening.
Now, have you ever wondered how fat you'd need to be to stop a bullet before it damaged your internal organs? Well, that's the sort of question that we do think about here at The Naked Scientist. So we've sent our own Ben Vowsler off to Cambridge University's Cavendish Labs to find out. He's there now. Hi, Ben.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. Today I've come over to Cambridge University's Cavendish Labs, and I'm here with Dr. David Williamson.
Hello.
And we wanted to find out how fat you'd need to be to stop a bullet. And it sounds pretty gruesome, but obviously we're not just going to shoot somebody. How are we going to test this out?
We're going to use gelatin, the type of gelatin that you might have in your kitchen. But rather than strawberry-flavoured or raspberry-flavoured, this is going to be plain gelatin, so it's transparent and clear.
So the plan is just to make up a load of jelly and then fire a bullet at it, is that right?
That's right. We have a plastic tube that's see-through. It's about half a metre long, and we'll fill it up with gelatin, let that set, and we'll fire the bullet through the gelatin.
And what sort of gun are we using for this?
It's essentially like a large air rifle. It's got a barrel that's 3 metres long in length, and the air cylinder that we charge up with air is a couple of litres in capacity. So we'll charge that up, then we'll let the air go, and that'll push a bullet along the barrel and through our gelatine. The ball bearing that we'll use to simulate a bullet is 10mm steel.
What sort of speeds is this going to come out at?
I estimate it's going to come out around about 500 metres per second.
Wow!
That's approximately about 1,000 miles an hour, so that's really quite quickly.
That's really very fascinating. That's faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, that's almost twice as fast as the speed of sound, which is 330 metres per second. So, yeah, that's going quite quickly.
So why is it important that scientists know how materials like gelatin or human fat react to having a bullet thrown through them?
Well, I think there are two reasons. There's the case where someone might be shot and they survive, and you need to best understand what kind of wound that might have caused so you can treat it. And the other case, I guess, is, unfortunately, if you have a fatality, you might want to try and reconstruct the situation, infer what kind of weapon was used. That might give you leads to solving the case.
Well, we've got everything set up here, and so we have a tube of gelatin, a 3-metre-long barrel, our projectile is ready, but there's lots of big signs in here saying that we should wear ear protection. So I think it's probably best, and best for our microphones, if we do all of this from outside the room. Will that be OK?
I think that's the recommended procedure.
OK, well, let's go outside. OK, so we're outside now, and we buy a big metal box with two big switches. One says prime and one says fire.
So, at the moment, we're just filling up the main cylinder with that compressed gas that's going to propel the bullet down our barrel.
OK, so are we ready to fire?
Yeah, sure. 3, 2, 1...
That was really loud, and we're the other side of a wall here, so I can't think how loud it must have been in there. I don't know what's happened to that gelatin. If you want to hazard a guess as to what's happened, let us know, and we will come back to you and let you know what did happen later on in the show.
Thank you very much, Ben. So we'll be heading back to the Cavendish later to actually make the measurements and give you an update on whether or not you're fat enough to prevent a bullet from piercing your internal organs. I've heard from Colin in Ipswich, who he reckons the jingle is a zip going up. As the zip goes along the teeth, it causes a bigger bass response, so the tone would go down as you unzip. What do you reckon? Shall we drag the guy who made that jingle for us over the coals? Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll get him on the programme in the future and we'll ask him.
And now it's time to catch up with Bob and Chelsea.